Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro is ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee. Things went off the rails as she began to question Mullen about children separated from their families during the Trump administration.
Let me just say this to you, sir. Again, it is my time. 3,900 children were separated from their families.
450,000 kids were lost during the Biden administration.
Mr. Secretary, do not interrupt.
Don't you point your finger at me.
I will point my finger at you.
Don't you be a hypocrite then. Then you be as fret, you should be as upset about the 450,000 kids that were lost. You didn't say a word about it. For 4 years, you never said a word.
Mr. Secretary.
Could you put him in his place?
Don't yell at me.
You should be put in your place.
The heated exchange comes as the Trump administration has faced scrutiny over its immigration policy, particularly as it pertains to the separation of children from parents detained by federal immigration authorities. Under the Trump administration, the Department of Homeland Security has repeatedly claimed the Biden administration lost children. The 450,000 children refers to the number of unaccompanied children who were placed with sponsors after crossing the border. The Trump administration has claimed those sponsors were unvetted, but many children are placed with relatives or seek to contact an adult they already know in the U.S. who can serve as their sponsor. The first Trump administration was also criticized for separating children from their parents at the border. This prompted the Biden administration to launch a family reunification task force for the more than 1,000 children who remain separated from their families to this day. The back and forth with committee Democrats continued during an exchange between Illinois Democrat Lauren Underwood and Secretary Mullen over deaths of detainees in ICE custody.
More detainees died in ICE custody in 2025 than ever before. Secretary Mullen, does DHS have any official specific internal goals or policies to reduce deaths in custody?
Ma'am, your numbers just aren't accurate. We've had 0.009%.
Mr. Secretary,
you're asking about this. It's 0.009% of deaths. And we've had 54 total in the president's time. Those are dangerous accusations you're making, Mr. Secretary.
Congresswoman Underwood said Homeland Security has been trying to conceal the numbers of deaths of detainees in ICE custody.
Families deserve answers, and Congress should be able to conduct oversight, and the American people should have confidence that deaths connected to federal detention are not being hidden through administrative loopholes or filibustering. Transparency is not optional. There are laws and reporting requirements, and if this administration is unwilling to account for what happens to people in its custody, then it's Congress's role to question whether it deserves more authority, more detention capacity, or any additional cent from the American people.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court voted 6-3 this week to clear the way for the Trump administration to potentially revive an immigration policy once used to turn back migrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. The court overturned a lower court order blocking the practice that limited the number of people who could apply for asylum each day. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.